This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Biden signed an executive order this week telling government agencies to get ready for the effects of climate change on our financial system, the economy, and everybody in it, homeowners, consumers, businesses, and the federal government itself. Now, one might fairly ask at this point, as one observes that a whole lot of Fortune 500 companies have been planning for and working to mitigate their risk from a warming planet for a good long while, one might fairly ask, the federal government's just catching on now? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer went in search of answers.
Some companies are listing climate change risks in their annual reports. Others are setting goals for zero carbon emissions. Stephen Rothstein tracks this at Ceres, a nonprofit that works with investors and businesses on sustainability.
The largest banks in the last 6 months have all said that they're going to be net zero by 2050.
Rothstein says most medium and large-sized companies are doing something about climate change, although he says that doesn't mean they're doing enough. And some businesses are already feeling the impact of climate change, like insurers. Tracy Lewis at the environmental group 350.org says some are refusing to cover homes in fire-prone areas.
They can predict the losses, and they know that they will not be able to recover the monies that they have to continue to pay out for complete destruction.
President Biden told federal agencies to report back on steps they're taking to regulate the financial risk of climate change. Stuart Glickman, an analyst at CFRA Research, says they'll start by following businesses' lead.
Following is easier. Leading takes more consensus.
Glickman says whatever regulators do, it'll give companies some certainty about climate change regulations, something they've been asking for. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.